Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live. Only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So let's get into that battle between two footballing giants, Manchester City and Real Madrid. They entered this tie even at 3 goals apiece. Here it is.
Some of the most famous names in world football will be trying to put their name on the cast list for the semi-finals. They don't want to be watching them on television. Oh, and Hal George, Bellingham. There's no flag here. Wonderfully controlled by Bellingham. Valverde, and this is Junior, looked offside to me. Square to Rodrigo, terrific save, he scored. Rodrigo, the second time of asking, steered it in. Doku, he's found a cross. Jasper De Bruyne! Kevin De Bruyne has pounced, and Manchester City are on terms with 15 minutes to go. 2 hours of football here in Manchester tonight is a shootout. Bernardo Silva has just lifted that into the goalkeeper's hands. Lunin saved 2 in a row. Mateo Kovacic is his second victim. Revenge! The sweetest revenge for Real Madrid. Shredded in Manchester last year. Celebrating in Manchester tonight. Real Madrid are Champions League semi-finalists.
Moving on to their 17th semi-final appearance in club history after taking Manchester City down in PKs. This was a game where City had chances. They had plenty of opportunities, but there is just something about Real Madrid in this competition. Charlie, how did they get it done?
The early goal changed a lot for Real Madrid because they could sit back and I think Carlo Ancelotti said it best, like he summed it up. We had to suffer, and that's the only way we could win this match. And fortunate for them, they got this early goal. You see Vinicius Jr., who's on the right there. Kyle Walker was matching him for pace on the left. But here you see Rodrigo finishing up that chance. The first one hits his shin. It comes back to him, fortunately, and he's able to smash in off the rebound. But ultimately, City had struggled in front of goal. Mm-hmm. They had 33 shots, but only 9 on target. You cannot beat Real Madrid if you're not clinical. And at the end of the day, you know, you had the early crossbar with Haaland with the header.
The Kevin De Bruyne shot that goes over.
But that was after they got the equalizer.
Right.
And you thought, once they did get the equalizer...
They were going for it.
It was curtains.
You felt like, this
absolutely.
Is City's.
Absolutely.
And even in extra time, you thought, okay, they got the momentum going with them. They're going to find the winner. And then Haaland had to come off. He said he couldn't go any further. KDB had to come off. And once De Bruyne and Haaland are off, you knew it was...
Not necessarily. Look
especially
at the
when, it went,
from
Pens,
maybe,
when it went to Pens.
Look at this.
But those substitutions told you a little bit that Guardiola wanted to go for it in 120 minutes because he felt that they could have won it football-wise because Real Madrid was so far back. Alvarez gives you something completely different to what Haaland wasn't giving you.
Pep said that those two players asked to come off.
Yeah. Right, right.
They
but it changes how you're going to play. Obviously, when you put in Haaland, when you put in Julian Alvarez, tactically, it shakes things up.
Is it okay with Kevin De Bruyne coming off the pitch?
That's the only one I question, but I wonder if he was 100%.
No, he couldn't come. He asked to come off.
Okay, there you go. Then that's
Jeremy,
different.
Jeremy Doku was a game changer for them.
Didn't you think the sub came late?
Yeah.
Grealish wasn't bringing to the table what Doku brings to the table, which is he creates this unpredictability because he'll drive at you. Jack Grealish, when Real Madrid was sitting in a low block, couldn't, for his life in this game, unlock Real Madrid. Carvajal had him in his pocket the whole game. And it felt like the game needed that wild card that Doku had to be able to break Real Madrid at one point, and the goal comes through him.
He has the pace.
He's got the pace, but he's got also that explosion, that quickness, that shifting back. Like, he's not afraid to go at you. And I swear, I mean, obviously, no one's going to believe me. I was 50 minutes in. I was yelling at the TV, Doku! Doku! Like this has got to happen before. It happened with enough time for him to change the game.
You're right, I don't believe you.
But Manchester City needed that because Real Madrid, in this full-on survival mode, weren't giving City an inch. And at the end of the day, you need to give Real Madrid credit for as much as it's not attractive to the eye, and as maybe you might be disgusted by it, but you might say anti-football.
Disgusted?
There's a lot of people that are talking about how defensive they sat and how
that's
anti-football.
What they do.
And I get
not like that.
I get the idea that it's not what you would want to see if you're a Real Madrid fan, but they found a way to win.
I was going to say, guess who's going to the semifinal?
This is what you want at the end of the day.
Carlo Ancelotti is like...
And your third choice goalkeeper...
Has
8 saves?
Andre,
absolutely out of
honestly,
this world.
Andre Lunin came up absolutely massive because, I mean, we talked about at the beginning of the season, the loss of Courtois. I mean, we had real questions about how the season was going to go for Real Madrid. And for him to step up in that situation and make those saves, I mean, what a moment for him. It's been absolutely instrumental.
Sensational, especially when there was so much doubt casted after the first leg on Lunin, and for him to come up clutch several times and saves, but also credit to Antonio Rudiger. Man, I'm telling you, if Antonio Rudiger tells me, Nico, let's go to war, leaving the group, man, I'm ready. Mm-hmm. He can draft me into whichever war he wants because
what
this guy is
doing a war.
I don't know, but with Antonio Rudiger, I'll win that war.
Yeah.
He is sensational. Defensively, despite him not clearing the ball in the first goal, everything else throughout the entire game, the leadership in the back line, the conviction with which he plays, and to top it all off, he hits the winning penalty kick. I mean, the way that he was sprinting.
That was such a gutsy PK, too.
That's Bellingham, but when they were all celebrating at half field, when the game was over, the dude went out in a full-on sprint to the fans after playing 120 minutes of football. And you know how 120 minutes of football behind the ball the entire time mostly, how that can eat away at your mind psychologically, how that can take you out of the game. And they stayed in it. They were grabbing on for dear life, but if there's anybody that you can trust to hold on for dear life and to grind this out. Ancelotti said, after we scored the first game, after we scored the goal, the only way to play against this Manchester City and to eliminate them is to do this. And I want to be coherent with everything that I've said on the show because I give Arsenal a lot of crap.
I was about to call you out on that.
There's a difference. No, and this is why I want to be coherent. In a title race with 9 match days to go at that time, you have more wiggle room. This was win or go home. Eliminate or go home.
No.
In a way, you could say that about Arsenal.
No, I don't agree with that in the sense that every match down the stretch is like a title game.
Right, but there's 9 titles. This is only 120 minutes.
You can't afford to drop points. So you have to treat every match like it's the only one left.
Especially not against a team that's biting at your...
So when Arsenal go to the Etihad and they play in that way, it's to get a result. And that's exactly what Real Madrid did.
And at the end of the day, if City would have won in penalty kicks, we would have said that Real Madrid didn't do enough. And those are the fine margins about this and about this tournament, mm-hmm. specifically the Champions League, that a penalty kick win, a win in penalty kick shootouts, that's the margin between... Everyone saying that Real Madrid didn't do enough. Did they do enough? They probably didn't do enough.
It's doing your job.
Just
to advance.
Exactly.
That's the key.
Exactly.
To advance. You do whatever it takes to advance. Ancelotti had his side coming into the Etihad to defend, to not give up goals, to make it an ugly match. But they knew they were going to have to suffer.
Yeah.
And they're all proud to come back into the locker room knowing that they're going to the semifinal.
That shows resilience. It shows strength. It shows character. It was absolutely incredible from a unit of Real Madrid, not just the individual players. And I think on the reverse side, you need game breakers. You need individual brilliance sometimes in this competition in order to win. But sometimes you just need to play as a team, and that's exactly what Real Madrid did.
I suggested, did Manchester City deserve to win? I don't want to talk about deserve because football isn't about merit. Should Manchester City have won?
Probably.
Yes. No, they should have won.
Under what?
They created more chances. They went out to look for the game more. They were on the front foot more often. Mm-hmm. They were more threatening. Real Madrid were good in the first half, but after they got their goal...
Only moments towards, in the first
maybe,
half.
Maybe even the first 30 minutes. In the first 30 minutes, Real Madrid, despite them defending low, they still... always were close, were threatening Manchester City. They created chances. They had it in them to put Manchester City on edge with their opportunities that they got. They got the goal and they curved off, so much so that in the second half they didn't really pose a threat offensively. And City were constantly on the front foot looking for the goal. And I think having those tools at your disposal and the game tilted in Real Madrid's, not even half, in their box, you would say that Manchester City should have won that game. Pep is probably walking away saying, hey, we should have won this game. But did they deserve? At the end of the day, the team that went through deserved to win.
I don't think he's saying that. I think he's saying we should have taken the opportunities that he had.
If Pep had any regrets, if he could go back and change anything, what would it be?
He said he wouldn't change anything.
He wouldn't change anything.
He said he wouldn't change anything. Because you play that game out 100 times, City probably wins it. The large majority like that, City probably wins it the most.
Pep even said after the game, my job is to have a squad, I'm paraphrasing here, my job is to have a squad that creates the most chances and doesn't give up a lot of chances or opportunities. Mm-hmm. And they did exactly that. They put themselves in a position to win. The one thing you can't account for is what happens after you shoot that ball. You just can't account for that. Where's the defender going to be? Where's the goalkeeper going to be? Does the ball take the trajectory you wanted?
What else can they do?
Yeah.
What else can they do?
But give Real Madrid credit. They suffered for 120 minutes mostly, and they absorbed that, and they still came out the victor.
It's incredible. 12 semifinal appearances since 2010, 2011 for Real Madrid. They have won all five of the finals they have reached since then.
That's 14 seasons.
It's crazy.
They've been in the semifinal in 12 of those 14 seasons since 2010.
It's crazy. This is another crazy stat. They're unbeaten in their last 58 Champions League matches after leading at halftime. They just are built for this. Just built for this. And here we are. Here we are again. Oh, boy. We're just getting started here on Morning Footy.
And they don't even have Mbappe yet.
Don't even have Mbappe. Oh,
to think one of these finals is going to be in the U.S.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine? A Real Madrid PSG final.
In Wembley?
In Mbappe. Oh. Oh.
Jude Bellingham going home.
So good. So good.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.